With Michigan Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Flint residents are getting some relief when it comes to their water bills. But what about their medical bills? Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports it's a question some Flint families are asking.
Medical bills are adding up for Carrie Weber. I met her over the weekend, volunteering at an open house for Flint residents. She flips through a stack of bills in the backseat of her white Chrysler minivan.
Already in collection. Already in collection. $226 paid, we still owe $242.
That's $242 for one specialist. The bills started adding up last fall after Weber's husband, Mike, had an eye stroke. There's a huge blind spot now in his right eye.
He went from perfect vision to where his vision is now screwed up.
What can he not do now that he could do before?
You just can't see. It's only one eye, right?
You can't see it, but Weber's smile shows her sarcasm here. That said, Weber is happy things didn't turn out worse for her husband. The day Mike went to the doctor about his eye, his blood pressure was 225 over 157. It had never been that high.
Either he had a blood clot and it blew in his eye, or what they figure is more likely, his blood pressure got so high, he simply popped the artery.
Weber didn't tie her husband's sudden health problems to lead until about a month later, after news about lead levels in Flint's water came out. They were watching TV. A doctor on the news is explaining symptoms of lead exposure in adults. The first one listed, extremely high blood pressure.
So it clicked. So the next thing we do, everybody goes and gets lead tested.
Weber, her husband, and her two daughters all tested positive for lead. A different test of their tap water showed lead levels more than 8 times higher than the federal limit. She says the retinal specialist told her that Mike's eye stroke was likely tied to his lead exposure. Carrie Weber says she was devastated when she got those results. The bills were never ending. The eye specialist, the cardiologist, the tests. She says the family is rocketing towards bankruptcy.
Looking at this now, and knowing these are not all the bills, there's a ton more. My guess is we're sitting somewhere around $7,000. What are you going to do? I'm not going to let my husband die. But do we have that? Hell no.
Like some 30,000 people in Flint, this year the Webers are covered under Medicaid. Earlier this month, the state expanded coverage for another 15,000 people, covering all pregnant women and kids under the age of 21.
Really, this is focused on those high-risk populations that have the potential for greater impact for potential lead exposure.
That's Chris Priest. As Michigan's Medicaid director, he's implementing the new Medicaid expansion in Flint. But the expansion is not going to help the Webers much. They have Medicaid, but they have to pay more than $1,300 out of pocket each and every month before Medicaid will pick up the tab. Priest and others at DHHS and even the governor's office are meeting with people like Carrie Weber to iron out some of these issues. But it's all happening on an individual basis.
And they said something about, well, you know, we're going to work on yours and then see. And I said, no, you're not. No, I don't receive relief until we all get relief.
Weber is happy for the help, but she's worried about others in this predicament. She doesn't think anyone in Flint, especially those who can document lead exposure, should have to cover medical bills.
If he had gotten drunk, got in a wreck, was in a coma, that shit's on us. You poison him, and we have to pay for it, that's your issue.
Weber says she'll be in Washington, D.C. this week to discuss her concerns with national advocacy groups. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Lindsay Smith.